The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I didn't understand why I was in this cycle of abuse. I didn't understand how to stop it, but my self-worth was lost.
Next, Tina Bryant joins author and speaker Christine Kane to encourage you to move past your past and unlock your future.
I am created with God-given destiny. I am filled with God-given purpose. I can be whoever God says I can be. I can do whatever God says I can do. I am who God says I am. My daddy says in Jesus' name.
Next on Life Today.
It really is. It's a privilege to share this time with you and with all of you here in the studio. You're a great encouragement to us. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come by and visit with us. We normally tape these programs on Tuesday evening, and you'll get to meet our guests for the week. And you can kind of check that out online and other ways, but we'd love you to come and be with us. Christine Kane is our featured guest this week because she has actually taught a seminar here for you. These are really truths and teachings and emphasis that she's made around the world because she is really a world missionary and a partner with us in mission outreach, especially at not only reaching out to the hungry and the desperate, but also to those trapped in sexual trafficking who are really in prison and need to be set free. And that has been such a burden of hers, and we've been able to work together. But she came and taught moving past your past, how to turn trials into triumphs. And her life is really about that journey. She's written two books, and we're offering them both to you if you'd like to have them. Can I have and do it all, please? What exactly does that mean? And when God answers it and tells you how you can do these things right that might be in your heart that are not evil or corrupt, how do you do it? And Undaunted. What does it take to keep from being stopped or stuck in your past or your pain or your problems? Well, that's what she has taught so effectively on. We also have Tina Bryant with us, who was changed by what Christine shared, and she's one of our guests. I want you to welcome Christine and Tina to Life Today. Would you do that? We're glad you're here. Christine, I so appreciate what God is doing through you and that you're willing to come from Australia over here to this needy nation and help us, because you have really made a positive and profound impact. And I repeat what I said in another program, what Christine has to say is not just for women, it's for all of us. I mean, she really has a word. Surely, if a mother can give good advice to children of either sex, surely we could hear a mother, a woman, speak to us as men, because she does. And I want to thank you, Christine. Thank you for being a part of what we're doing and working together.
Thank you. It's my honor. I just feel part of our extended family, really.
Well, you really are.
Yeah,
and
I
praise the Lord. Did you feel good about the seminar here and the response? Because it was overwhelming.
It
were you comfortable?
It was. I said y'all about five times, so I knew then that I'd crossed over.
And, anointing was on.
The anointing at that moment, that's when I felt it. But there was just such receptivity. And you know what I've discovered, James, that whether it's Australia, America, Europe, people are people everywhere. People have pain everywhere, and people get stuck in a moment of pain and or stuck in a moment of anything that might have happened to them and think that they are defined by that moment. And really, I think we spoke so much in that teaching that your history does not need to define your destiny. You can move past your past, and God's future for us is always for good and not for evil. He's got plans to prosper us and not to harm us. And the enemy, he's always only done one thing. He's wanted to steal, kill, and destroy what God has for our lives. So if he can make us be stuck in a moment, and I think, you know, James, you know my story, and like yours, a lot of brokenness, and Betty, so much pain. And I experienced abuse for a lot of years in my life. I was abused for 12 years. But now I'm 47. And so I have not been being abused for 35 years. And I came to a point to think, why should I allow 12 years to define my entire life? That's when, true. In fact, I have not been being abused for a lot more years than I was. And I was abandoned at a hospital. But you know what? God was there in the midst of that. God brought me through that. And I think sometimes we get so stuck in that one moment of pain or that one season. There was another season, obviously, of 12 years. But we allow that one season in our history to determine our entire destiny. And Jesus says, I came, I died on a cross, and I rose again from the dead so that you can have a life beyond your past. And I think, you know, the blood of Jesus does not give us amnesia. My past happened. I was abused. I was abandoned. I was broken. None of that changes, except everything changes when you encounter Christ, because he gives you now the power to have a life beyond that past because of his redemptive work on the cross. And I think a lot of us, we sort of get stuck and don't realize Jesus rose again. So I have a resurrection life that I can have access to. And I really taught along that line, and the crew in here was just on fire. So I loved it, yeah.
Well, everybody just said it was a transforming time for everybody. Tina, you've had an encounter with God, but also with Christine's and the impact of her ministry,
yes,
and the truth she shares. Tell us, yes, about your journey, because you really, I got to be honest with you, I know enough about it to know you made quite a few messes in your life.
Yeah, I did. In fact, I made the perfect mess, you know, and it was a perfect storm for God to come in and do what he does best, you know, take the ashes and make them beautiful. I was married very young, but I was raped at 16, and I didn't realize that when I was raped at 16 that would play out in my life for the rest of my life. As a result of that rape and going into a marriage very young, I didn't know how to be married. I was never taught how to love. The one thing that I can honestly tell you is I never was affirmed as a woman by my father. And Christine shares so much about her children and how Nick affirms her daughters and they're loved, they're beautiful. I was never told that, so I never knew what love was. As a result of that, I get married very young. I end up having children very young. And then I end up repeating my past with my life as a child. I come from an abusive family. My father was an alcoholic. He beat my mother for 17 years. I was the oldest of five, so I get hit. I defend my mother. That's my position. But then I looked for a one-way ticket out, and I joined the United States Marine Corps. So at 18, I left home, and I was broken from that, carried that with the rape into my marriage, and then I became a product of my marriage, which was more abuse. And then I became on the receiving end. It was verbal, it was physical, and I endured that for 23 and a half years. As a result of that, different things in me were brought out. I didn't understand why I was in this cycle of abuse. I didn't understand how to stop it. But my self-worth was lost. And my husband, literally, my ex-husband, I got to a place where he had convinced me to change myself, that I needed to look different. So I considered alternatives to how I could change my body. And within 30 to 35, I had 3 plastic surgeries. And I was trying to change myself from the outside in,
yeah,
because I was so broken. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that until years later. And one of the things that Christine did for my life was, she came into my life at a part where, you know, as I was dealing, I ended up getting divorced. My husband decided to leave me after 23 and a half years of marriage. And that was very bittersweet because I had just come into the revelation of Jesus, but I hadn't really committed at that point. I was walking, but I wasn't walking, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to leave me. And when he left me, I was at my worst. I was broken. Mm. I was very broken. But it was at that time that he did his best work in me, because that's when I was able to face my past. And through things like, Christine came to Jacksonville, North Carolina,
yeah,
in 2010. God sent her, and I'll be honest with you, we were talking about it in the back. It was a God moment. He sent her to a small town where we have a bunch of Marines, a bunch of sailors, and she spoke to my life. She talked about your spiritual core. She talked about a clogged heart. and how a clogged heart because of what you've been through and where you've been, how that literally will play out in your life, how it will affect every part of your life, and you will end up going around like you're in Egypt, you know, like the Israelites were, because of the fact that they just kept going around and around. And it was because of things that were living in me. And when I realized what that meant, there was a freedom that came, and I broke, and I literally, there was a breaking off. And I can tell you to this day, when I stood up, I didn't know she wanted people to stand up. I stood up wrong, okay? So she was asking for people that wanted prayer. I thought I was healed, honestly. I thought I was good, but I stood up, and all of a sudden she started praying, and everything changed. And there was a breaking off, and there was a freedom that I experienced as a result of literally dealing with my heart issues.
And that is what you really try to get across when you talk about moving past your past.
Oh, yeah.
Getting unstuck, going through a gate that many people look at as a prison gate, wanting to get out, and actually you really do, but you enter into a new life of liberty and freedom, which doesn't mean you don't have battles or challenges. Don't ever get the idea that in this lifetime, although we can be full of heaven, and really we're not talking about just getting people out of hell. We're talking about getting hell out of people. We're not just talking about getting people into heaven. We're talking about getting heaven into people.
Beautiful.
And the battle, though, on this earth, it continues, but you're going to continue from a different perspective. And especially when you can see it as a family,
yes,
where you find helpers,
amen,
which is precisely what you're trying to be with what you're teaching. This is the miracle that God wants to work in the lives of everybody who's watching us right now.
Well, without a doubt. And I think, I always say, if God did it for me, He could do it for you. He could,
amen,
do it for anyone. And I think the power in your story, in Tina's story, is that, you know, at the end of the day, we try to change everything on the outside. We think we'll move past our past if we change our external environment, our partner, our job, and we change everything externally, except the problem is everywhere we go, there we are. And so we keep running into ourselves,
amen,
everywhere.
Amen.
And at some point you go, okay, there's only one common denominator in all of this, that would be me. So, and Jesus, yes, is not into behavior modification, he's into heart transformation.
Amen.
And so if we allow him, mm-hmm, to begin to change us from the inside out, and I think in one of the teachings I really focused on the fact that he said to love him with all our heart, all our soul, mm-hmm, all our mind. Mm-hmm. And we do love him with our whole heart and soul and mind, except our heart is very toxic or broken, our soul is very wounded, and our mind is very tormented. So when you come to Christ with a broken heart, a wounded soul and a tormented mind, it doesn't change overnight. Because I pray a prayer and receive Jesus, well, my spirit's born again, but my soul's still wounded. My mind still, mm-hmm, needs to be renewed. My heart may still be full of toxicity and needs to have, you know, things like shame and guilt and bitterness and anger and hurt and rejection dealt with. And I think too often, if we think our Christianity is some kind of behavior modification program, a religious external, mm, change, we feel like we keep failing. And although our external circumstances might change, nothing really changes. We're still in,
mm-hmm,
our past. It's like the children of, the children of Israel came out of Egypt, but Egypt didn't get out of them. And a whole,
yes,
generation had to die in the wilderness, mm-hmm, doing laps around Mount Sinai, so another generation would arise and go into the promised land. And I think sometimes we think we're delivered because we might be delivered from an abusive marriage or an abusive situation, a physically abusive one. And we are delivered, but we're not yet free, because freedom doesn't come till you work, mm-hmm, through the gate into the promised land. And I think we confuse deliverance with freedom. And it's for freedom Christ set us free.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only way you really move past your past is not when you're just delivered from an addiction or a destructive relationship or a habit, but it's when you actually then are healed from the inside out and begin to walk into the future that Jesus has for you. That's true freedom.
And isn't that what you experienced and what's going on in your life right now?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I can honestly say is that, I suffered a lot because of different things. And the one thing I always wanted was to be loved. If anybody was to ever ask me, what is the one thing that you want in your life? It was to be loved. And I can honestly tell you, when I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and more importantly, when I decided to walk with Him, that I found a love. And that love is an undeniable love. Mm. And I am the resurrected dead. I say that all the time, because if you looked at my life and you looked at the track record, you know, I was an adulteress. You know, I literally was looking for love in all the wrong places. It's a country song, right? Everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not proud to say that, but I can say that I claimed that at one time, mm-hmm, in my life. But I can tell you, when I found the love of Jesus, that my whole life changed, and that as a result of dealing with my inside, you know, as a result of literally listening to Christine and being willing to face myself. You know, a lot of times I think that's the hardest part. We have to face ourselves. And I had to own part of my life. I had to own a big part of it. Yeah. But I also had to be willing to go through the pain.
That's where a lot of Christians get stuck, is in the midst of their hurt and their pain that they don't understand. Yes. A good friend of ours, Jennifer Rothschild, she wrote a song, Take Me to the Cross.
Yeah.
And in one of the verses, it talked about, I will praise you in my pain.
Amen.
That the mystery remains.
Yes.
We will not ever understand it all till we get to be with Jesus. But He, if we could only understand, He is in the midst of all that hurt.
Amen.
And He wants to walk us past that hurt.
Yes.
As many of you may know, we lost our daughter to cancer, our youngest daughter, recently.
Yeah.
And it's very painful. The hurt is very deep. Mm-hmm. But God is so faithful.
Yes.
I never felt God's disappointed in God. He was right there. He still is in the midst of that. And He is walking us through it. And He wants to be in the midst of all our problems, all our pain and our hurt, if we'll invite Him in. Mm-hmm. And some other friends of ours wrote a song about take Him to the place. I believe that means that hurt, that disappointment, that pain, that whatever you experience in your life, loss in your life, relationships, mm-hmm. God wants to be right there.
Beautiful.
You know, Betty's been writing, and I know it's not something she has done as a natural process and habit. She never looked at herself as maybe being qualified to write. And since the incredible loss that we walk through and live through, this valley of the shadow, she's been writing, and she was reading to me just recently, and I think someday you'll be able to read some of this, but she was talking about something I'd never really seen. We think about the loss, and I only bring it up because it really relates. It's the healing factor. She said that for the first time I saw what Mary must have seen when they took Jesus off the cross. And because, see, we had said so many times, our daughter was as perfect as any person we ever knew. She never doubted, never wavered. She was the most awesome mother, wife, daughter, child. And Betty said, when they took Jesus, and I saw Mary and said, why'd they do that to Him? That's my baby.
Yeah.
It's my son. And I thought, how many of us ever see Jesus from a mother's perspective? How many ever see from that point of view? But the thing that is so important that you understand about what Betty was saying was that what happened to Jesus that the mother watched, it happened for you.
Amen.
It happened for you.
Amen.
It happened for me, for
Amen.
Betty.
Amen.
And it happened for you. Do you understand that? He was broken for you.
Yeah.
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, the price for our peace, our freedom was on Him. Would you let this Jesus take over? Isn't that what both of you want to see happen?
Amen.
Christine,
yes.
Isn't that why you're teaching and traveling and going,
absolutely.
And why we're trying to rescue people that are caught in sexual trafficking, and why we do mission work around the world?
Absolutely, because there is ultimately no other answer. Our answer, our hope, our freedom is in Christ. And the only way to ultimately leave the past behind is in and through a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Well, let me just invite you. Would you say thanks to Christine? Would you say thanks to Tina? When someone opens up their life, you know, when you open up your life for people, it's because your life's been laid bare and then covered. No shame. He took the shame. Mm. So you don't need to live ashamed. And religious folks can shame you, and He doesn't.
That's right.
He took it. There's therefore now no condemnation to those of us who have received that redemptive power, that transforming power. You want someone to pray with you? Say, I want this new life. You can dial that number and say, pray with me right now. I'm committing my life to Christ. And by the way, it's good to tell someone. Was it good when you told someone something happened?
Absolutely.
And you told the world today. You had to tell
it. Amen.
We tell it. Betty came out of the choir to say, I'm a church member and don't know Christ. And she was the original church lady. Nobody could believe this sweet girl has come out of the choir to meet Jesus.
Beautiful.
So we're not talking about religion. We're talking about Jesus.
Yes.
I want to encourage you to say to someone today, I gave my life to Christ. I just want to ask you to do this. I want you to get Moving Past Your Past. It's available on CD and DVD. There are basically four major teachings to help you. You'll see all those listed in just a moment. You can get it on CD or DVD. You have the audio or the video. And I would encourage you to get both. And also know that we are making available to you, and these are incredible books that Christine has written, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? Now, you really need to understand what that means. Well, there's a right way. And the answer is yes, if you'll understand the right way from the right one and how you might do that. And Undaunted, Unstoppable, when it looked like everything was literally against Christine. Here's what you really need to understand. The enemy really doesn't hate you as much as you might think sometimes. He hates God's purpose in your life.
Yeah.
He hates God's will for you. He hates God's best for you. Yeah. It's God and God's purpose that Lucifer, Satan, is opposed to.
Totally.
So he's after you to keep you from fulfilling your divine destiny. Undaunted. Now, here's what I think you need to understand. I want you to get this teaching series. Plead's not the right word. I'm encouraging you to get it because it'll help you. We don't sell product. What we ask you to do is help someone else. Betty, we ask all of our viewers to put God's arms of love around somebody broken and hurting. And we've never encouraged or taught our viewers to give to get. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to give to give.
Beautiful.
You're not giving because you're manipulated about what's in it for me. You're thinking, you know what? They need love, unconditional love. I'm not going to love somebody in need because I think they're going to help me. God says he's looking for channels through which to flow the river of his life. Beautiful. Yielded, open, free channels are continually receiving and releasing. We want you to help us feed some hungry children. Would you do that? Twice a year, we ask you to help us feed hundreds of thousands of children. $30, $50, $100, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children. Would you consider helping us do that? And any gift you make to help us, help them. We'll gladly send you the audio teaching, literally Moving Past Your Past, and also the book that I mentioned, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? Yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
If you would make a gift of $100 to help us feed 10 children, or perhaps you'd like to help us feed even more, then ask for it. Audio and video, we'll send it to you in both books. It'll include Undaunted. Would you go to the phone right now and very prayerfully say, I want to give. I know I'm going to receive the teaching to help me, and I appreciate that because that's spiritual food we're offering you. But you say, I'm going to help somebody. Would you do that? Please do. Use your bank card like a check, or you can go online and say, I'm going to help you do that. Please do. Send the wonderful teaching that Christine has shared in the anointing of God because I believe it'll help me in my spiritual journey. And we'll gladly send it to you.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. Our mission partners urgently need your support. Our food reserves are gone, and we desperately need to replenish our supplies at more than 800 feeding centers immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. With your gift, we'll send you Moving Past Your Past, a powerful new series featuring author and speaker Christine Kane. In Christ, there are no yesterdays, only tomorrows. In this series, Christine provides you with the keys to leaving your past behind and receiving all God has for your future. For a gift of any amount, you'll receive the audio CD series, along with Christine's book, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, please request the entire teaching on both DVD and CD. And as a bonus, we'll send you Christine's latest book release, Undaunted. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed 100 children, and you may request our 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Brotherly Love. please call, write, or make your gift online today.
And so many of us have been so hurt, have harbored so much offense, so much bitterness, so much anger, so much rejection. You know, when I came to Christ, I was in the same way. I had had so much abuse, so my heart was clogged. Unforgiveness and bitterness and shame and guilt and anger. And I was headed for a spiritual heart attack. And you know, the truth is my gift rapidly took me somewhere. But your gift, if your gift takes you to a place that your character cannot keep you, it will destroy you. And there are so many people that the gift that is on their life has destroyed them because the character that was in their life could not sustain them. And so God had a great purpose and a plan and a destiny for my life, but He had to work in me before He could work through me. My core was not strong. And so I might have come out of a cannon like firing, but I would have collapsed in a heap like so many people that we know. And perhaps you're watching this on the other side of the screen. And that's exactly what happened to you. You never intended to end up fallen in a heap. But somewhere there was a disparity between what was going on in your inner world and what was happening externally around you. The good news is Jesus Christ can come right where you are and bring healing and wholeness and redemption right into that place of brokenness in your life. My heart was broken. So I did love Him with all my heart. It's just that I had a very toxic, broken heart. And I had to allow the Holy Spirit to go into those places of brokenness and to bring healing and to bring restoration. He says, I want all of it. I want all of it, and I want to make it whole so then you can wholly love me, and when you wholly love me, you will wholly love others.
Well, Betty and I, from the bottom of my heart, say thank you. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to put in your hands something that'll go straight to your heart. You're going to be glad. You know what I encourage you to do? I really wish that when you've got somebody that's a real gift from God that's so special, play their DVDs to your study groups. I mean, this stuff's good enough to play to the whole church. It really is. And pastors, don't feel like somebody's upstaging you. Be the pastor leader that says, I found something good. Be the treasure hunter that says, I want to share a treasure with all of you. You'll be surprised how much you'll rise in the appreciation factor related to your people. It'll be great. Well, join us in saying thanks to Tina. And thanks to Christine. And thank all of you for being here with us. And thank all of you for letting us share this time with you in your home. Encourage your friends to watch Life Today. Christine's going to be teaching now for a few weeks on our Wednesday, because Beth likes it.
And wear that mask until we are just, it either becomes who we are or it suffocates us to the point where we just want to rip it off.
Let's get real next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.